Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily on this Reaction Monday is brought to you, powered by Home Depot. Home Depot.
Man, that is not accurate.
Made a big return today at Home Depot. Wasn't sure they were going to help. Actually, Ron, I've probably spent close to, I would say, $100,000 at Home Depot in the last, maybe even more than that, at Home Depot in the last 2 years.
I'd say since I've known you, you have.
I mean, the last couple of years, renovating a couple of properties, three apartments, a house, with probably $100,000. I pull up today. I got my mom with me, Granny, 75, gray-headed. By the way, Granny, Thursday birthday, man.
76?
November 6th, man. She was born in 50, 11-6-50 is when old Granny was born. So, yes, it's going to be this will be 75 for Granny.
75, okay.
75 for Granny. Got her with me. And I say, Ma, ease on into Home Depot over there. I pulled up. I got this. I got 16 foot. I got 20 boards that are steel wrapped together because I ordered the wrong size. They delivered on a big truck. So I put them kind of diagonal on this trailer that was illegal as hell. Thank you to the Chambers County, Harris County, Baytown, Popo, Barbers Hill, Mont Bellevue, Popo. I appreciate y'all not yanking me over and giving me a ticket because I was illegal on the back end and the front end of my trailer. Had it sticking over with no red flag today. I'll be honest, I did. But I had that, Ron, I had that thing tied down. Didn't fit on that trailer, no, but it got there. Mom goes inside and says, hey, got a big return out here with these 16-foot boards. You think, you know, one, is this where we need to drop it off? Two, can you get somebody do you have somebody that can help my son get it off the truck? Nah, we ain't got nobody that can help you. You got to get it off and wheel it in here, and then we'll scan it. And when we scan it, we'll let you know what you need to do next. But we ain't got nobody that can help you. There's literally a dude outside in the breezeway helping a guy load stuff that guy just bought. And it says loader on the back of his jacket. Literally loader on the back of his jacket.
He said they didn't have one for your ass.
He can't help you do it. Shoot, old granny. Hey, young fella, excuse me. Can I talk to you for a minute? He said, yes, ma'am. He said, you think you can help my son get these boards off the back of this won't take me just a second when you get done with that right there. He said, yes, ma'am, I got y'all. Boop, boop. Got on there, rolled it in there, got that thing returned. Baby, got my money back, big
there
dog.
You go.
Got my money back. I was inside of my 90 days and got it back. Home Depot, today's sponsor.
Now,
would
you have asked him if?
Oh, yeah, I told her to do it.
Oh, okay. She would have done it if
she wasn't there. Yeah, because I could not have gotten them. They were 16 foot long. I couldn't get them off the truck myself. And it was impossible.
Yeah.
Not because they weighed too much, because they were too long and too flimsy and there's too many of them. It was 20 of them bound together. You know what I mean? Trim piece. So I couldn't. I had to have some help. But that fool inside just said, oh, no, we ain't got no help. We can't help y'all. Get the hell out of here. Yeah, you can. I mean, no matter how much money you spend at Home Depot, they can't help you. They got employees standing around in there shooting a damn breeze. About four of them shooting a breeze around a paint can. They ain't got nobody to help me get like literally took 5 seconds.
With but a jacket that say loader.
With a jacket that said no, we the guy that the jacket says loader can't help you unload. It says loader.
It's loading. Yeah. No, unload.
Yeah, I was hot. But Home Depot, you get it today, baby. You get it today. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for getting that money back in my bank account. I do need to check it. I was there and processed it, but I did not check my account to make sure it came back. I will do that. But D'Amico Ryans, on the backside of this loss to the Denver Broncos, for me, guys, this is just one more example of how D'Amico Ryans is struggling mightily with the offensive side of the football. This is no surprise to me. I said it when you hired the defensive-minded head coach. The biggest X factor in moving forward, whether this organization is going to be able to win a championship or not, is can D'Amico Ryans hire an offensive coordinator and get the offensive side of the football right? I had no concerns about the defensive side of the football. And that is shown over 3 years to be true, right? Clearly, Bobby Slowick wasn't a guy. You fired him and moved on. Now you got Nick Caley. And where we're at now is D'Amico Ryans is overseeing the offense. And when I say oversee, we all witnessed it with our own eyes, Ron, whether you're talking about OTAs, we're talking about training camp. D'Amico Ryans gives up play calling duty. There's no doubt about it. D'Amico Ryans' hands are all over this offense.
Oh, you think he's got a huge voice?
No question. No question about it. D'Amico Ryans' hands are all over this offense. Nick Caserio's hands are all over this offense, which it shouldn't surprise anybody. You hired a guy that had never called plays before that would take an offensive coordinator position, and you pick his staff for him. You keep guys that were in the building before when the offensive coordinator you deemed necessary to fire. So it doesn't surprise anybody that the dynamic on the offensive side of the football. D'Amico is no doubt about it, heavy-handed in the offensive side of the football. Definitely overseeing and checking off, signing off on what it is they're doing. And that brings me to this point. This is one more opportunity. I think it happened against Seattle. I think it's happened multiple times throughout the year. D'Amico Ryans does not know his team on the offensive side of the football. He does not know or just refuses to accept who his guys are on the offensive side of the football. Sorry, I said defense. I mean on the offensive side of the football, right? A little earlier, we talked about the play selection inside the 5-yard line. Not only did they decide to run the ball, got no problem with running the football, right? I got a problem with running the football and Woody Marks never touching it. I got a problem with running the football and you never got out of the goal line package heavy formation. You didn't have one receiver in the game. There was never an attempt to spread it out. You decided you were going to line up and tell everybody in the world we're fixing to run the football right there, and we're gonna make you like it. And one of the best defensive lines, arguably the best defensive line in football, said no, not once, not twice, not three times, but the fourth time, which by the way, the film did show that CJ got over, but it doesn't matter. You had a false start, so it moved you back, and you had to kick a field goal. The play selection, the approach, the personnel. You shopped at the O-line discount rack this offseason. And now you're talking about displacing people and moving folks and playing some elite physicality brand of offensive line, sustaining drives against great defenses. You can't shop at the discount rack and do those kind of things, right? The running back situation in the fourth quarter. I said it. This is a hill that I'm going to die on. There was no reason in a game like that, tie ball game, one play was going to change the game. There's no reason that the Texans should have had any running back not named Woody Marks catch the football. Or
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Run the football in that fourth quarter. There's one guy on that offense outside of Nico Collins that has the ability to make a game-changing play to get you in field goal range, to take one to the house, and that's Woody Marks. And you're trying to outsmart everybody in the building by going Dare Ogunbowale and Nick Chubb. It's common football sense, especially when you don't have a ton of explosive players on the offensive side. Think players, not plays. Get the football in the hands of your most explosive players, especially when the game's on the line, you're running out of time, it's a tie ball game, and you're one play away from winning this thing. Instead, what you do is you line up inside the 5-yard line and you don't let any of those guys touch the ball. Hell, Nico wasn't even on the field. And then in this situation in the fourth quarter, you give Dare, I believe, had a catch, and I believe that Chubb may have had a carry or two in there, and Woody Marks was standing on the sideline a good chunk of the time. I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy to do that. But the one that was the most egregious, Ron, for me, you and I talked about it briefly when it happened, and I'll be honest, at the time I said, what the hell do you got to lose? Hell with it, man. Go for it. And I was dead wrong. When you look at how this game ended in the fourth quarter, D'Amico Ryans should have opened the press conference today with, guys, I was dead wrong. I mismanaged this situation, and I didn't put my guys in position to win this game, to have the best chance to win this game. And I think it's important at this point in time. The Texans get the football. There's a minute, according to ESPN, there's a minute 14 on the clock. I thought it was a minute 9. According to the ESPN box scores, a minute 14 on the clock. The Texans have the ball. Tie ball game. You're backed up on your own 13. Denver has two timeouts, which is critical. Denver has two timeouts. You've got your backup quarterback in the game. You got your backup quarterback in the game who I believe at this point had played damn near three quarters and hadn't converted one third down. The previous five drives to this particular drive starting, you went three plays, five plays, four plays, three plays. Every single one of them resulted in a punt. There was no reason, whether it's the situation, who's in the game, how successful you had been to that point, there was no reason for D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, and whoever the game managers are for the Texans to feel like, yeah, man, let's get aggressive right here and let's see if we can move this football 60 yards so that we can give our kicker a chance to kick a field goal. There was nothing that said be aggressive in that particular moment. In fact, if you run the football or throw a screen to keep the clock running, you had the ability to not only force Denver to waste both timeouts, but you also had a chance to run that clock under 20 seconds. And with your defense, punt the football beyond midfield, and your defense has got to run about three plays and hold them down for about three plays, and you go into overtime, and you hope in overtime you get the football with better field position, and the odds are in your favor. Ron, this is another one where I can apply the same point I made previously in this segment. I don't know who D'Amico Ryans thinks he has on the offensive side of the football. I don't know who he thinks he has as an offensive play caller, as a backup quarterback, as an offensive line that was missing your right tackle, the best offensive lineman you have, the wide receiver group that had been pedestrian at that point after CJ left the game, outside of the go route to Nico and the speed cut out route to Xavier Hutchinson. This is one of those moments, Ron, where unless you're like me and in the moment when asked about it, you just say, F it, man, let's see what we can do. Like, I don't know how you as a game manager in the NFL get to a point of like, let's get a couple of quick completions and get this drive rolling and see if we can't go kick a field goal. I think it's egregious, man.
I'll be honest with you. I think you're right. I think it was probably the wrong move. Based off everything you talked about, based off what your offense had shown you, what they've – I told you, for me, my biggest concern was, all right, you're at the 13-yard line. Like, you want to avoid the sack turnover. Because, they had started to make some moves at that point. But even though I think it was probably the wrong move, like as a fan, if I'm a fan or I'm watching the game, if my coach says, man, come on, man, let's go win the game. Let's try and go win the game. I can't be too mad at that.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go win the game. My problem is, for you, Clint, right now, if you were to say the four guys on this team, the four guys on this team that you feel like have the best opportunity to win matchups, the best opportunity to make plays that we've seen that can touch the ball on the offense, who are those four?
Dalton Schultz, Nico Collins, Woody Marks, Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk, I would say Noel.
Okay, no, fast break. No, you're fair.
From what we've seen.
I'm with you, especially at this point in the game.
From what we've seen this year, those four guys, Nico, Marks, Dalton Schultz, and Noel, all right?
I'll agree with that based on what we've seen this year.
None of them were targeted or touched the ball in any of those three plays that they ran. Like, none of them, right? Yeah, it was 14 seconds to get, but none of them. Christian Kirk, you said he was the four. He was an incomplete. Hutch got a ball, and then
Higgins.
I mean, Higgins got a ball, and then Zach Allen kicked Lincoln Tomlinson's ass, but a throw was in the middle of the field. Like, I mean, something's got to go to one of those four. I'm certain Jalen wasn't on the field. So that's the bigger part for me is, all right, man, you want to go win it. God, dog, man, Woody, Dalton, Nico, no, one of them got to touch it at least once. Well, at least be targeted.
And Ron, to your point, like that exactly is the reason. That's why when you should cringe when D'Amico Ryans talks about, oh, yeah, we're trying to get the ball to Nico Collins. No, I mean, clearly you're not. Like him getting the ball just in rhythm and in the offense is not what we're referring to here. And so... Yeah, that was a moment when you'd like to dial up a play to where Nico Collins could potentially make one.
I mean, I'd have kicked off the drive with a screen to Woody Marks. So, I mean, I just can't believe it. They did that, all four of them. None of them touched the ball. None of them were targeted in that thing. That was the tougher part to me. Again, like you said, Clint, it probably was, hey, man, play for, you know, maybe your defense taking the ball away may give you a better shot. But, I mean.
Well, you got to at least play for better field position.
Damn.
That's the thing is you can't give them the ball back at midfield with two timeouts.
Yeah, 14 seconds. They didn't have to call a timeout. that was tough. All right. That's Dirty's Daily as we continue here on a little reaction Monday. We'll do this as we do each and every week, our Man Eye Institute Players of the Game. And I know sometimes these weeks can be difficult, but the defense still did play well, held that team under 20 points, and the offense showed some moments there, especially early. Who are your Man Eye Institute Players of the Game? We'll do that coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.